Hiccup raised his eyes to the heavens. He went on absent-mindedly drawing pictures in his insults book. He was unexpectedly interrupted by the arrival of Stoic the Vast, and behind him, smiling charmingly, Alvin, the poor but honest farmer.
"I apologise for disturbing your lesson, Gobber," beamed Stoic.
"Not at all, not at all," said Gobber.
"But I bring good news. We are about to set out on our glorious quest to the Isle of the Scullions."
There was a short silence, in which Fishlegs turned white as a sheet and made faint moaning noises. And then everybody else started cheering. Hiccup put up his hand. "What about the Scullions?" he asked.
"I'm glad you asked that," replied Stoic the Vast enthusiastically. "As we all know,"
he patted Hiccup affectionately on the head,
"scullions are terrifyingly vicious creatures."
"Savage beyond your wildest dreams," murmured Hiccup.
"But," beamed Stoic, "they have not only lost their ability to fly, but also their sense of sight. Indeed, they are guided to their prey almost entirely by smell alone. So it is Alvin's theory that if we bath thoroughly before we go, unusual, I know, but you have to suffer to be rich, we should be all right."
Fishlegs put up his hand. "Theory? Should be? What you're saying is that Alvin doesn't actually know, and we could find ourselves flat on our backs, being chewed to death very slowly by a bunch of ravenous reptiles?" Stoic nodded.
"In which case, you shall enter Valhalla a hero of the tribe. And may I say here," said Stoic solemnly, "that anyone who dies in the course of his duty shall be awarded a posthumous black helmet."
"Oh, yippee," murmured Hiccup.
"Death or glory,"
yelled Stoic the Vast, performing the complicated hooligan salute, which consists of making a slitting motion across your own throat while letting out a fart like a clap of thunder.
"Death or glory,"
shouted Gobber the Belch, and 11 of the trainees shouted fanatically, "Death or glory," and made the salute back at him. "Oh, not this again," groaned Hiccup and Fishlegs to themselves. Stoic and Alvin's plan really was that simple. The hooligans and dragons had to bath themselves thoroughly. They had to present themselves the next day at the Great Hall, where Alvin would make sure they passed what Alvin called the sniff test. This consisted of Alvin, who was good at this sort of thing, seeing if he could smell them or not, and the expedition would set off. Hiccup nerved himself up to talk to his father. Never an easy task. "Father," said Hiccup to Stoic after he had bathed himself and Toothless very thoroughly indeed.
"Hmm?"
replied Stoic absent-mindedly. He was attempting to dry off his own dragon Newt's Breath in front of the fire. Newt's Breath was an acne-covered sludge-green gronkle the size of a small lion. He loathed water. It had taken Stoic 40 minutes to catch him and dump him in the tub. Now he made a furious lunge at Stoic, grabbing his left forearm between his massive jaws. Stoic laughed merrily and gave him a sharp whack on the nose with a scrubbing brush.
"Now, now, Newt's Breath," chided Stoic. "Don't be grumpy."
"I'm worried," continued Hiccup, "that we may be setting out on the wrong quest. Do you really think we should be looking for treasure? We're quite happy and peaceful enough without all that money." Stoic ruffled Hiccup's hair affectionately.
"Don't you see," said Stoic excitedly, "you're going to be the one to find this treasure. That's what the riddle said. Only the true heir can find it. It has troubled me for some time that Baggy Bum and Snotlout might have their eyes on your throne. When you find the treasure, it will silence them forever. I'm doing this as much for you as for the gold and the glory, although I do see myself in a pair of fancy earrings, I must admit."
"But what if I don't find the treasure?" asked Hiccup. But Stoic wasn't listening. He had stomped off to get ready.
"Oh, bother," said Hiccup.